Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Joining us, it's Dallas Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
Well, I'll be doing well as soon as you answer this question. How many Cooper Flag questions are we allowed to ask in this interview?
Well, as many as you want. This is your interview, so I would say five.
Okay.
But you can ask as many as you want.
Okay. That feels...
I can answer them all.
That feels fair. Non-Cooper Flag question to start. Do you love anything in life as much as Nikola Jokic loves horses?
My family.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a good answer. I've never seen an NBA player so overtaken by his love of horses before. It's just amazing to watch. Now,
yeah, I think that's actually cool to see.
It is. It really is. Great. Now, on the serious basketball front, how do you think Cooper looked running the point during the preseason? Because obviously that can be a big ask right there.
Yeah, I thought it was a big ask. I thought it was a fair ask. And I thought he did a great job of being able to run the point guard. And we can look at it as a point guard, a point forward. But I thought his play in the preseason was really, really good.
Can you tell us anything about the plan, at least early in the season, in terms of him bringing up the ball and kind of running the offense, whether that's a point guard or a point forward, as you just said?
Yeah, I think, we as the Mavs are looking for anyone to bring the ball up, right? And so we have that tree. We can look at PJ, Cooper, Clay, AD, Maxey, Ryan or B. Will, we got guys who can bring the ball. And when you have multiple ball handlers on the floor, I think it just makes the game easier, as the game goes on.
PJ quickly became, when he got here, a favorite player of mine. I loved his willingness on defense, his athleticism. What did you want him to add and develop this offseason?
Well, I think I agree. I would feel the same way about when we got PJ. Just his versatility. He's always, it's always about the team. He wants to make the team better. He wants to help the team win. It's not about I or him. It's, and so looking at him being able to guard multiple positions defensively, and then on the offensive end, being able to be a consistent three-point shooter, but also being a guy who can bring the ball up the floor for us and put pressure on the defense in transition.
I know, like you were talking about, his versatility and willing to do whatever he can for the team. PJ Washington is a six-man whiz. Do you envision him starting some, considering it feels like D'Angelo Russell and Klay Thompson would not be a particularly strong defensive backcourt?
Yeah, I think, again, PJ can come off the bench. He can start. He can do a lot. He can check a lot of the boxes of versatility, guarding smalls, guarding bigs. And so we're lucky to have a player like that. And so, yes, he could fit that six man very easily, or he could, you know, be a starting guard or a starting forward on any given night.
If length is strength, is this the strongest team in the NBA?
It would have to be one of them. This is a long team. This is a big team, and so we're very lucky to have this roster. And so, again, as we get healthy going forward, it's going to be exciting. Health is sometimes overlooked, but it's a big part of trying to win a championship. And so, we're not healthy totally today, but as we go forward, hopefully we get closer to being healthy, and we can put the best team forward to try to win a championship.
Obviously, Kyrie's health, and the ability to score there, but the length of this team, was that by design? Was that you and Nico saying this is the kind of team we want to build?
Yeah, you look at the league is going back to two bigs. You see Oklahoma City had two bigs out there. You look at Houston, you look at a lot of the teams in the West, they have two bigs. And so for us, we saw that that's a way for us to compete was, by being, having a long and big team. And that's what we have, and I think we have a lot of guys who can play a lot of different positions. And where it's not just a point guard or not just a center, that they can play, at the three or at the four, and we can be big and we can be small.
Well, that being said, should we expect a team that's trying to throw up 140 points every night, or is this team built with a kind of different philosophy?
Well, I wish we could score 140 every night. I think this, I think when you look at the league, there's a lot of competition on the defensive end. And then on the offensive end, there's a lot of teams that are shooting close to 53s a night. And so we have to find that balance. There's going to be nights where we're going to have to dominate the free throw line and the paint. And then there's going to be nights when we do make the three. So I think being able to be consistent with the makeup of our team and our identity as we go forward here, I could probably answer that question a little bit better, but I would take 140 points, though, for sure.
I feel like you'd be winning a lot of games right there. Now, you were just kind of talking about it. I know the season starts tomorrow. How do you feel about the team's ability for offensive creation going into the season, and maybe where does D'Angelo Russell fit into all of that?
Yeah, I think we have a team that here in the preseason was working on that, and I thought had showed glimpses of being able to do it at a high level. And to talk about D'Lo, he's part of that. He's one that can create shots for others, and then also he can create shots for himself, and also his teammates can create shots for him. And so I think he's a great fit for us, and we're really excited about having him.
You talked about the league kind of moving back around to the two big system, but then also you were elaborating.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Thinking about how different the Bigs are than maybe a generation ago, y'all open against a team with Victor Wembanyama, and he's gotten so good so fast, been in the defensive player of the year mix the first two seasons. But what kind of challenges does he present offensively to not just y'all, but pretty much every team?
Yeah, well, he's one of the best in the league, and he does cause a problem. His footwork is like no other. When you talk about his height, his ability to, get to the paint with maybe a half a dribble.
Yeah.
he covers a lot of space very quickly, and he understands how to play the game the right way. He's a willing passer. He can score. And then we'll always talk about his defense. He's always a presence. You always have to account for him, because even if he's not guarding you, he has the ability to change or block shots. And so that's why he's special. And we got to account for him when he's on the floor.
Now, y'all open the season at home tomorrow against the Spurs. But what I thought was really fascinating was it feels unusual to start the season with six straight games at home. Yeah. How important is it to take advantage of that scheduling anomaly?
Yeah, this is, I think, the first that I've been a part of with five home games. And so when you look at five home games in 8 days, there's a lot of home games, but there's a lot of basketball here that's going to come very fast. So our team will be tested. And if we want to be one of the best teams in the league, we got to be able to protect home. So we have five games at home that we got to find a way to win. But we got to start with one tomorrow, and that's the one that we're focused on.
Jason, I watched your entire career and almost all of your coaching career too, and I kind of feel like I know what you want, what you see. Do you want much half-court play, or do you want more tempo, or does the game just dictate that for you?
I would love tempo. I would love to be able to play fast. And again, I said it earlier, I thought our big group played a little bit faster than I expected. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can play that way, because everyone becomes a threat. Everyone has the opportunity to touch the ball and make a play for a teammate or for themselves. And so we believe we have a group that can play at a high level and can play with pace. And being able to use the cut and the pass, I think everybody believes they have opportunity to touch the ball, and that can only help us as we go through the season.
Well, when it's flying like that, and this is just me being curious about how you coach, do you just trust the players to feel the game, or do you feel like you have to be the one pushing from the sideline?
No, I trust the players. My job is to remind them about the pace, the throw aheads, and being able to drive and spray the ball out, making plays for each other. But there's trust, and then also we talk about, competition and competing every day. And those are things that we talk about, daily, is trust and competition. And this group loves the competition, and I truly believe they trust their teammates and they trust the coaches.
I think we've only used up two of the Cooper questions. I know Cooper is competitive as hell. I know you are too. Do you see similarities between y'all from that specific standpoint?
There are some similarities. I think he's going to do whatever it takes to win. He's a winner. He competes to win. It's not about himself. It's about the team. And he does it at a high level. He's diving on the floor here in practice, and to help his team win, to make a play on the defensive end and the offensive end. And so he plays the game of basketball the right way, and he has fun doing it.
One of the people that we got an opportunity to talk with during the summer league play was Ryan Nemhard, and he made a huge impression on all of us. What did you see from him in summer league? And that feels like another person who is just busting his tail to make an impact for y'all.
Yeah, we're very blessed to have two young rookies that compete to win, and they're about the team. And so when you talk about Ryan, Ryan's ability. I thought he had a great preseason. Again, talking about pace and setting the table for his teammates, I thought he did a great job with that. And then when the shot presented itself, he took it, and then he competed on the defensive end. So we're really lucky to have him as a two-way. He's one that we're not afraid to throw in the game, that, you know, he can run the offense and compete and help us win.
I know that Gafford is questionable for the game. How close are we to seeing him on the court, being out there for it, though?
Yeah, I think he he practiced yesterday and went through some of the stuff today, and then we'll see how he feels tomorrow. But I think he's really close.
And then last question, I've always been curious about this with coaches. Do you have any rituals right before the season starts, or do you have any kind of like celebration to get ready for the grind? I know y'all have been practicing for a while, but before the regular season gets started.
I don't have any rituals. I ask for all the players to be healthy. just preparing for one game at a time and taking one day at a time. We got to have a fun season this year. It's you know, understanding it's a long season, but this first month we're home. And so we have to enjoy that and have some fun, and we can't wait for it to start tomorrow.
My ritual is always get 500 shots up before the game, so I'll do that for you, and we'll be taking care of it. All right.
All right, you keep shooting them, and we'll see you guys out at the game.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Coach. Best of luck tomorrow and throughout the season.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
There you go, Jason Kidd. Let's all hope and pray for health. Mm-hmm. Is pretty much
that's what basically all I say is if we can be a healthy team, like, and I just need us to be healthy. Who's he talking about there? Of them.
Probably.
All of them, Kevin.
I was going to say how fast till Kyrie comes back. Certainly you just referenced Gafford with that question.
Anthony Davis's health throughout the season, obviously. Like, this could, if this team's healthy, they can be a very competitive group.
Maybe. Ooh, I like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.